Legislative budget hearings were interrupted once again, this time by anti-climate change activists. Travis Prue is the spokesman for a coalition of 104 groups who back what they're calling the Climate and Community Protection Act. Some of their members were among the demonstrators. The groups say the governor has issued a number of good executive orders, and they praise his plans to get half of the state's energy from renewable sources by 2030 as a great start. But Prue says, as they are learning with the transition from the Obama administration to the Trump administration, there needs to be a law.
If there's one thing we've seen out of the federal government recently, is that executive orders and executive actions just don't cut it, because the next executive can come in, as we've seen with President Trump, and simply undo the good that's actually being done.
The measure goes farther than what Cuomo has done. It would eliminate all climate-changing pollution by 2050, including from power plants and cars, and build more mass transit and do more to encourage electric cars. It would also require fair labor standards be followed when creating new green energy jobs. Prue says the groups are disappointed that the governor so far has not been willing to take the additional steps.
The governor's failed to include any meaningful climate action within his state budget proposal.
Prue says with the Trump administration poised to dismantle many federal environmental regulations, it's more important than ever that New York act. Now,
because of the threats we see coming out of the federal government and because of the ignorance and the anti-science views that we see coming out of President Trump's mouth, to have states like New York take the lead and to really set the bar and to show the rest of the country and the world that the United States can make these things happen.
He says there is support for the measure in the legislature. The state assembly, led by Democrats, already approved the bills. In the Senate, many Democrats, as well as members of the Independent Democratic Conference, are backers, and several Republicans are also in favor. It has not come to the floor for a vote in that chamber, though. Lawmakers holding the budget hearing waited politely until the demonstrators finished. Then they continued to listen to testimony from Governor Cuomo's Environmental Conservation Commissioner. They did not directly discuss climate change, though lawmakers said they want to spend money on a more immediate concern, ensuring clean drinking water for residents in the state. Senate Finance Committee Chair Kathy Young, a Republican from Olean, says lawmakers are likely to propose spending even more than Governor Cuomo's proposed $2 billion to repair and maintain clean water sources.
We're an old state. We're settled hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and as a result, our communities across the state struggle with infrastructure problems. In many cases, infrastructure is falling apart. We've been faced with some terrible situations of water quality issues in the state, and that's why we need those funds, obviously.
Meanwhile, a report by the state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, says the costs to keep water safe are actually far higher. The report finds that the federal EPA puts the costs of just maintaining the existing infrastructure at $22 billion between now and 2030, and even Governor Cuomo's own State Department of Health says $39 billion will be needed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.